Obviously, we continue to innovate. Obviously, we continue to look at new scenarios, and we continue to see how we can do even more for very concrete, specific scenarios and customers in different markets. So what I would like to do now is show you some very innovative technology and very innovative scenario that we work on in our research organization to see how we can transform the warehouse management and how we can create warehouse management system for the future. So I'd like to invite Lachlan here on stage to show you what it looks like today and what hopefully one day it will look like in reality. Lachlan, please.
Hi, Carol. So, Carol, you talked about J&J Foods. Distribution companies like that have very automated business processes, and that's really the key to efficiency. However, humans really drive the process, and humans are much more able to cope with exceptions in the process. Take, for example, exceptions. Water leakage damages stock in a warehouse. A forklift drives into racking, for example, and damages products. Now, humans are much more able to bridge the gap between the structured and unstructured data. In Microsoft Dynamics, we introduce role-tailored user interfaces, and what we're doing is experimenting on new ways of bringing the person into the business application. So let's have a look at an example of how we could do that. So, Kirill, this is the Surface device. Mm. So this is Microsoft Surface. It's a multi-touch, multi-user device. And so you can see here that we have an application running, which is essentially some water. Both of us can touch it. So let's have a look at a small example of how this works. I can have a look at the applications running on the device. I can, for example, do some painting, for example. And so what we have here is a device that I can interact with, and both of us can interact with it at the same time. So it's a multi-user device. I can use touch to manipulate what I'm looking at. Now, this is a business conference, and so why don't we apply this innovative technology to a business application? So let me have a look here. I can, of course, waste some time on puzzles, but, of course, I can also go into, for example, my warehouse command center. Now, think about a warehouse for a moment. A warehouse is a dirty, dusty environment. It's an environment where it would be much easier if I didn't have that dirt and dust in my keyboards and mice, for example. So what I'm looking at here is a visualization of the warehouse. I'm looking at a top-down visualization. And what I'm looking at is a heat map of the picking rates through the warehouse. And so you can see that represented by the color that I have here. And so what I'm looking at is essentially the ability to manipulate the data that I'm looking at. So by presenting a heat map to the warehouse manager of the picking rates, they're better able to manage and change the processes through the warehouse. Now, this again is a multi-user application. So you and I can manipulate the application. We can look at, for example, the view of the racking in the aisles. So I can manipulate what I'm looking at. So I'm looking at a mirrored view of the front of the racking, for example. And this gives me the ability to, of course, look at the stock in that particular location. I can see the bar graph of how full this particular location is. And I can also see, when I touch specific products, where else they are in the warehouse, for example. So I can see the visualization of that data. Now, of course, I'm looking at the top-down view of the warehouse, and so I can see my bulk picking area, I can see my inbound dock, my picking area there, and, of course, my outbound dock. Now, let's take an example. So, of course, I'm looking at today's shipments here, and this is giving me the visualization of the picks for today. And so, of course, I can see represented by the color, of course, blue meaning cold where the pick rates is, orange meaning high pick rates. And so I can see at the front of the pick face, this is mostly where my orange is, which is great because that's where we want to do the shortest distance to where I'm actually packing. Exactly. There's one right up the back here, so I can easily see that visualization. And so you can see when I look at it, it'll give me the ability to see what that product is, and I can see my pick rates for today. And so at the beginning of the day, when I'm looking at the shipments that have to go out...
Sweaters must be popular in a weather like this.
Exactly. Sweaters are becoming popular. It's becoming into winter, right? And so we can see that we're going to pick, and this means that the warehouse workers are going to have to walk all the way up the back to, of course, pick from that, right? And so, of course, what we have is the capacity. I can see see I have some stock in the bulk location, and the capacity means that I'm going to have to replenish this multiple times during the day. Now, the warehouse manager can look at this data, and then they can decide at the beginning of the day how they might want to optimize that process in terms of reissuing the picks. Now, what I can do, for example, is look at my staging area. So it would make much more sense if I actually take that stock from my bulk location and move it to my staging area. And so, of course, what I've done is represented a move. And traditionally, of course, this would be done by the warehouse workers typing in keyboards, typing in forms. But we can present a much more visual, interactive interface to the business application. So, of course, that's my move done. Of course, the physical move hasn't happened. What I can do, of course, as the warehouse manager is I can see my pending moves. I can see which aisle rack this actually moved from, the bin that it moved from, and where it's going to. So I can actually choose to release those moves, and I can choose to release the picks, which, of course, will reissue the picks. Now, depending on the size of the warehouse, I might have a low-volume warehouse, I might use printed statements, or I might use handheld devices, as we saw earlier, or I might use robotics in more advanced warehouses. Now, let's take a look at another process example. For example, I can have a look at my history, and giving the visualization of the history, I'm much better able to absorb massive amounts of data, in this particular case, the picking rate over time. And so I can see at the front here that this is pretty well optimized. We're dealing with our stock pretty well here. But what I can see is some outliers. You can see down the front here, I have the ability to see specific items. And if I look at the other side of the rack, I can see a product here. Now, this product is, for example, walking boots. And so this, of course, is potentially going out of season. Now, what that means is if it's at the front, it's using locations that we're just using up space that we're not going to access. So it would make more sense to actually move this. Now, you'll see that what I can do based on the bar graph is actually move it to where I've got capacity. And so depending on where I might choose to move this, I can move this throughout the warehouse, of course. And, of course, I have another one here. I can see that I have, for example, some sunglasses. Again, probably coming out of season. I can choose to actually move that where I might need to in the warehouse. And likewise, I can do the reverse, where there's products that were coming into season. I can have a look at them in the warehouse and actually choose to sort of see, well, it might make more sense to actually move them to the front. So I can optimize the process as such by manipulating the stock here. And so, of course, that's what we can provide to the warehouse workers in a kiosk-type device to better enable them to interact with the application. And, of course, other events might happen, exceptions, for example, where, for example, maybe there was a water leakage here and stock actually needs to be moved, for example, to the QA process. Now, so what I can do, of course, is look for empty locations. You can see the little white dot indicating empty locations. It gives me the ability to move that and manipulate that. So, of course, all this interaction is done, and what I've been recording is the history of what moves need to be made, of course.
Right.
And then, of course, I can choose to, of course, update the business application and decide to, of course, release those moves. So I can scroll through this list here, for example, and see what ones need to be made and choose what I need to actually make. Otherwise, I can just hit the move and actually release that to the business application.
It's all being delivered. At that point, it all goes back to the back office system, AX, Dynamics, and it gets generated to the warehouse manager.
Exactly. Then we issue pick lists again, and the process is done.
That's
so
great.
Essentially, that's an example of how we can bring innovation, Microsoft innovation, to the business application to bring the person into the business process and allow them to interact with the business process and allow them to adjust what they need to do in the business application.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lachlan. What a great demo. So people say that there are some vendors who get consumers, and most often Apple is being brought up as an example of that. And others say there are other vendors who get business, and typically SAP is brought up as an example of a company who get businesses and who get vendors. And I hope this example demonstrates to you how Microsoft gets both in our research and how we can take all the innovation that is being done for consumers and apply it for our business customers. Because frankly, as we go forward, we see those two worlds collapsing. And we see all the great innovation, all the great simplicity that you typically expect from consumers being increasingly used by business customers. Now, you look at this demo and you may ask, well, gee, $15,000 for a Surface device, can I really afford it? Well, the good news here is Windows 7, the next version of Windows operating system that was announced at Professional Developer Conference just a couple of weeks ago, and will be on the market within the next 2 years, will actually bring this technology, bring this multi-touch technology to any user of Windows device. So effectively, this innovation that you just saw available today on Surface device through custom application will be available for all Windows customers in the future.